Blog Talk Radio.
כל פינה של הבית הוואט השארת רק שקרים, שקרים, שקרים. מתחת לסלון על הספה, בארון הבגדים. רכבות ממשיכות ואיתם...
Greetings, the most honorable listeners from around the globe. Raspberry Crew, your host here on the Stepping Out Show. You don't know, Black History Month, them say, well, we declare it all year round. Been giving out the history from long eons of ages ago. And tonight we can come even closer to the now. See? So let me first heal up the Shashamani residents and all Ethiopians throughout the world. Okay, heal up with Jamaican and all Caribbean people. We could heal up the Harlemites and all New York people. All the First Nation people. All the Brazilian them and the South American and Canada, everywhere exposed to I and I around the world. China, all about, yeah man, Russia, everywhere. So anyway, to all them places. So you will say now, it's Africa, yeah, name of a non-black, see? But the ancient Ethiopian is the first name in the Bible. Whether you read Bible or not, tell us something, you know that, history that too. See? Christ was born on a certain day. That's what you have in common with him, he was born. Outside of that, he lived a more perfect life than the whole of it. See? And so we come in this time, you know, to fulfill prophecy. So we could take a taste off of our own people, you know, our own Morgan's heritage. Why they make this album here comprised of one rhythm with 10 different versions. Yes, the Jamaican, Jamaicans have this original style of putting a version of the record on the other side of the song that they release, seen. So the rhythm can be experienced by people without the voice and stuff. So. Calling so that we can have our little reason and we can have interviews. Right now, our dear beloved brother Earl Morgan, the founder, leader of the Eptones, he has been with us several times last year and in return again this year, staying at the compound. We have a compound that we operate from, and we have two compounds basically, and a headquarters. And the headquarters is Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. You don't know, we, the black peoples of the world, to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, freedom, and self-determination. Yes, to secure the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, do hereby declare, yes, bestow this constitution on the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. That's a preamble to the constitution, and we had our first convention in Shashamani. So it's not just talk and play music about Shashamani, the reality that land was given to us by His Majesty. And even though the communists then take over one time and the down till such time from 74 until the Mengistu, the leader of that coup, had to run away, take up residence up in a Mugabe area there, Uganda, and then you find that, no, he was Uganda. Uganda is our big trapping. I mean, we're talking about where Bob Marley make the song, and both and there and all the people of them, full stadium and rocket, Zimbabwe, you know? So right now, the Step Note show is going to focus on black history as usual, but we're going to embrace the commemoration every year, February. I was born this year. I am 78 years old, just 2 weeks ago. Yes, and I'm going strong. Although we got through like a physical tribulation recently, but we overcome it and feeling well, strong and healthy right now. You have a family all over, especially those in Florida and those in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. So Hollywood, Florida and Atlanta, Georgia. Family over Canada and a few in Jamaica and thing. And elsewhere, of course, you don't know the bloodline run. But those that I am in touch with is just those in America here right now and in Jamaica. So it's not all about Raswariko. Raswariko is a folk philosopher, you know. Him like talk things that an experience, that is I, referring to myself like a third person or a second person. But definitely, it is easier for I to relate truth in a factual way when I experience it rather than those I read. Because in order for I pass on what I read, I have to not just edit it, but research it and feel persuaded or convinced that it goes so. Because then people try to paint different pictures, you don't have the same event. Can't follow them the pills. We'll give you one more of the order of Morgan's heritage. I respect those Belgians, just as I respect you, Wheelers or any third world or anyone else. For the mutual, I do it with the message, with passion. Yeah, I feel them. So respect every time. And Brother Denwai was with dear Belgian and still is. As soon as I start vision him like how my vision not a virgin them, you know. Yes, I get in some wonderful vision, man, I tell you. And the business card coming out, I went there this evening and proofread it and giving them the work here. So my next song. Anyway, I find to the music them that Brother Aswad Kafense and I and Sydney Mills in the studio doing. And Brother Gabo, Junior Weatherburn, who make the documentary Coral Gardens. We are all in touch, and of course, the original, Raskaya, and yeah, man, we're family big, large, huge, and all of them hard and tough. Yet them smooth like, you know, olive oil. Give thanks and praise to them wonderful people. Not I wouldn't say wonderful, two the full people them. Let my smack. And Empress Adama, Empress Charmaine, Empress Khalida Rose, Empress Safari, and Empress Rochelle, and Empress, don't talk about Rasta TV, wow, Sister Fanai down there, and Empress Coochie, I say them wonderful, Empress Robert, I think, believe you, no, I can't do that, man, never, ever, yeah, when you play back this, I go back to like crazy. I was running my mind geographically, you know, in a circle. So, yeah, can take it from Raswariku. First, this is the real deal. First and foremost, black people. This is the first can full joy and are welcome to. See? You could give a next year to the Morgan's heritage now. For you don't know, we give a New Jerusalem look well. We could give the rally round now. This is the name of the album. See? It's not been released.
Don't worry. Oh no, oh no, no. No, no, no. Hey, don't worry. Oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh no, things gonna be alright. I know that the time is rough and tough, you can't give up. You got to hold on, you got to stand strong. Remember behind the dark cloud is a silver lining. I want you to know I and I are Jaja full queen. The same things Jah do for me, He will do for you. Oh. Jah is not ungrateful, He'll be right there in your need. Don't worry, oh no, about the things. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Some coming with raping, robbing and shooting, things got to rearrange. All they are doing is fear backbiting, things got to be changed. Babylon don't want us to live upright, they always putting up a fight. I know things get to change, I know things get to rearrange. The same things Jah do for me, He will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful, He'll be right there in your need. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. You can't give up life so easy, my friend. You get to stand up. I know there is frustration sometimes in your life. You get to stand up, my friend. You got to stand up strong. The same things Jah do for me, He will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful. Right there in your knee.
something. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing.
Yeah man, this album here is 23, going 24 year old, and we own it from them time, then we still no release, and I play the music regular, so if I have regular listeners, then get used to this rhythm by now, maybe not every song, but I'm going to play one more before I'm going to it, but before I even do that, so my it kind of run more time, you know, yeah, spontaneously. But let me give you a quotation. To just set the stage and the mood and make you feel very comfortable for the rest of the 2 hours, right? This quotation goes like this. In all our endeavors, we must look to the Almighty, who has raised man above the animals and endowed him with intelligence and reason. We must put our faith in him that he will not permit us to destroy humanity, which he created in his image. So he created humanity in his own image. Wow, there is a certain amount of oneness with us in that, having that commonality. The creator of the universe made us in his own image. And the thing about it now is that those who are familiar with Bible, like myself, from the like a scratch, I grew up, when me headed down on my knee, me go church every Sunday and then read on Sunday school in the evening. I Jesus Christ, quotation, I Jesus Christus, with close eye, don't have to read looking at the book or a man tell me when him talk. He talk a certain way. It's not, I wouldn't say it's ideological, it is just pure, clean, straightforward. I'm reading mine, in other words. When a man asks Christ a question, it's like him, you know, like him, a man said in a certain way that I tell you, say, he didn't know the question you're going to ask him, and here's the answer. Well, it goes also with that every Christian is mad at the answer, you know. Because when the Italian asks him about death, he run away and say, curse of it, with this woman asking them kind of question about death. I say, them sinner with that message to return with the answer. Because they're testing him, you know, because we claim to him as God and one. That's what makes us do. When his majesty disappears upon him, he might claim, say, him snuff out his majesty life with a pillow. So if you snuff out him life with a pillow, then bury him now, bury him and have a funeral or something, not like that. Then he claims that he buried 6 or 10 feet or whatever, between 6 and 10 feet below, in the palace. So the trouble him got to, and then now, later on when him dig it up, now he's a 6 foot tall man and his majesty is 5 foot 5. So it could be him, and so on, and people leave from all Jamaica, go way over there for a funeral and get disappointed by that. The point is, a disappearance takes place, and he's still going to write about in history. Not hear what man said, because I have DNA now, I can disprove anything. So it's going to be written, as I tell it, in history. Let him disappear from them. And then now, the Yagaru, come and make us know that he have communication and contact with his majesty years after. Write a book. Let's include that. He come to New York and said to the Rastaman, the man called us together and gave us his story in length, rabbit and video. See? So it's not a dream world we live in, all right? Make me get the rally around Rastamani. And then we're going to give you the Nyabingi Creed. I will stand where our meditation is, because in they usurp us by planting English language into our brain, and as a result of that, we're very ignorant to each other. Can't tell them that. We don't. That's important. And then I'm going to give you some historical facts about Harlem. Something takes place in Harlem just about in the 30s that is very interesting. And I'm going to go on a little more in the program with some other history that is, you know, written and you can research it and thing. But then now you see as you try and go on, you know, Yeah, this is really how much every month supposed to be according to the moon cycle. But man and man change up that to suit himself and pack it, because when he make 12 months, I'm split it up in the way him do it with some at 31, some at 30 and all that. When the monthly people, them salary it's shortened. Yes, you see that, I steal that, seeing among other things. So let us go forward Good word, good song, good to Iowa. Glory be to ever living. I shall say the first. Ja, Rastafari, Adonai. Yes. Princes and princesses must shut out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch forth their hands to Jah. Ethiopia, and I find majesty. Thy eyelids shut unto I and I to dwell in the path of righteousness. Lead I and I, help I and I to forgive, as I and I must be forgiven. Teach I and I love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endow I and I with wise mind, knowledge, and I was standing to do thy will. Thy blessing to I and I, O Jah, let the hungry be fed, the naked clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver I and I from the hands of our enemies, that I and I must prove fruitful in these perilous days, when our enemies are decayed in the depths of the sea, of the earth, or in the belly of a beast. Oh, give I and I a place in thy ever-living King, man. To the power of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, the light of himself and light of this world, and I have thine majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah, Rastafari, first, ancient king of Iration. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning without end, first and forever, the protectorate of all human faith and the ruler of the universe. So I and I heal to our Jah, our King Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, Almighty. Yes, my people, and this quotation now, with thanks, words of my mouth, meditation of I have it, be humbly accepted in thy sight, with thy Rastafari and thy strength and thy Redeemer, who live and reign in thy heart and thoughts continually. Yes, that first quotation, as you know, was His Majesty. And that's why I went off on that tandem about Jesus Christ, because in just like Jesus, when His Majesty speak, He know what the question is being asked and so on, in know the mind of man. And so that is how He deliver Himself in every case, not without exception. So let's just go on to an exhortation. We must look into ourselves in the depth of our souls. We must become something we have never been, and for which our education and experience and environment have ill prepared us. We must become larger than we have been, more courageous, greater in spirit, larger in outlook. Haile Selassie I first. He also gave us this quotation into another realms of the mystic order. He said, I take this picture, photograph, so that even in the 20th century, faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still struggle at it. You see, the metaphor, soliloquy, or comparison with David, the line, because in that seven seas that you read about in the New Testament, if you ever read it, take it out. You search the New Testament, you can start anywhere you want, but 5-5 is good, because it's Mr. 5-by-5, right? And I'll explain it numerologically another time. However, yes, he has opened the book and revealed the seven seals, right? So the Black History Station, yeah, begins now. We have myself, I feel like on a vacation in Nassau, Bahamas, about 1995, 1996, like that. So yeah, and that vacation was 40 days long. New Providence Island is only 27 miles long, so you can imagine we covered with Breton width. And we met all the, there was every kind of Rastaman was there. Bobo, 12 Tribe, Dinghy, Orthodox. It was very interesting. And your currency down there is dollar for dollar. So it was enterprising to be there. And we were well accommodated or treated so well. I mean, it can't be compared. I can yell up a certain man down the Balti, but Balti is, I'm hoping he's well and there. And, but there are many others there who, yes, they feel like my family, you know. And historically, we had a reason in 2003 that I want to just refer to it briefly. Rastafari moved to the Nyabingi order that gave the authority and the, you know, the strength, the foundation. They were the you know, the fundamentalist Rastaman, them who know what to put forward in matters. Yes, they gave the younger Rastafarians the go ahead. And yes, Junior Negus played a big role in that. He was actually secretary of the secretariat. And 17 days before the event, which started about the 17th of July that year, 2003, and went on to His Majesty Earl Strong on the 23rd of July, I eventually served as on the panel for repatriation and reparation with Empress Yasantua. She traveled from South Africa with her support and funds and otherwise. And it was a really well-spent 7 days at the library, and it was acknowledged by Professor Rex Nettleford as, yes, one of the greatest conference held in Jamaica. So the Rastafari movement, as I said, in association with the Nyabingi order, have held numerous international readings, conferences from 84 come up, especially since 84, in Canada, Barbados, and other Caribbean territories, USA, United Kingdom, and in Jamaica. During 1984, there were a bold attempt to centralize the movement by a group of Nyabingi elders, mostly from Kingston, which lasted a few years. They were called the Rastafari Centralization Organization. Rasta Silva was the president, and until lack of experience, of course, in conducting mainstream business caused that initiative to dissipate. In the year 2003, the internet being elders gave authority in the younger aspiring members of the movement to organize themselves into a secretariat for the purpose of holding a global reason in view of centralizing the movement for our reparation situation, which is our main focus, you know. And, you know, it turned out that there was much compromise. The intellectual property that came out of this wonderful conference was really compromised, and the funds that were made were compromised also. And it was a good experience for those who attended, but for those who did all the work and thing, it was disappointing to see that it didn't continue the way that we wanted it to continue. You know, the resolutions were never acted on, and all those documents are in someone's coffer right now. we will probably be able to locate them in a serious hunt. Yeah, do some forensic study and thing, and yeah, we can do that. But right now, yeah, they're at large out there. There's also a document by Brother Mortimer Brown, named From the Cross to the Throne, which I was on the campus when the six videotapes were released at a certain cost. They were for sale on the campus. And, you know, we don't hear of those things again, as if they have smothered those information, kept them out of reach of people, you know. And people come to Jamaica and do a little 2 weeks or 3 weeks inquiry, called research, and write out books upon books with photography and so on. One reading them would believe every word that was said in the earth. So the literature is so fluent and sound logical, but a lot of it is inaccurate. Misguidance. It's there to keep us, you know, below standard, keep us where we don't belong. And so I'm reviving those things that we, because they're on record now, we can examine them and see how, you know, the white privilege allow people to take advantage of us black people. It's still time to speak about it. They want black history, they'll get black history, but not just for a month. We'll continue, because in say, well, let us look at the Schomburg Library, which is the largest repository of black history in the world. It is located in Harlem, where the Ethiopian World Federation was found. So my history is not to revive slavery days and the unfortunate killing of blacks around the world, especially in America, and that sort of stuff, and what's going on down in Haiti with the murdering, and Jamaica with the murder. No, we're going to look on the uplifting things like the Ethiopian Airlines, their history, and the Schomburg Library, they call it, but it's a repository for black history. And I'll begin with that one. The Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture. That's what the official name is. It's on Malcolm X Boulevard, Harlem, New York. Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture is an archive repository for information on people of African descent worldwide. Inception in 1920, before it had its present name, the library was run by one Rose Ernestine, a white woman who quickly integrated the all-white staff with Catherine Allen, and Roberta Bosley. Together, they created a plan to assist in integrating reading into the lives of the library attendees, and cooperated with schools and social organizations in the community. They were joined by Sadie Peterson, Delaney, and Regina Anderson. Sister Sadie, hear your name a call. Sister Sadie, have our program on Sunday. Same New Nation radio station. Yes. In 1921, the library's exhibition took place in Harlem and became an annual event. The library became a focal point to the burgeoning Harlem Renaissance. In 1923, the Schomburg was the only library in New York City employing Negroes of black people as librarians. And when, consequently, the Regina M. Anderson was hired by the New York Public Library, she was sent there. Rose Ernestine issued a report to the American Library Association in 1923, requesting books about Negroes and written by Negroes. So by the late 1924, Arturo Alfonso Schomburg, James Weldon Johnson, and Hubert Harrison attended a meeting, and together they decided to solicit the nations to enhance the collection of books, revealing the history of black people. How interesting. By the May 8, 1925, so go year by year, you notice that, it began operating as the Division of Negro Literature, History, and Prints of New York Public Library. By 1926, Schomburg was interested in selling his collection of African American literature, history, and prints because he wanted to make it available to the general public. But he wanted the collection to remain in Harlem. By donating his collection, Schomburg sought to show that black people had a history and a culture, and thus were not, you know, inferior to other races. Rose and Rose was one of the first black persons, right? Right, so Rose and the National Urban League convinced the Carnegie Hall Foundation to pay US $10,000 to Schomburg and then donate the books to the library. That's very, very interesting. In 1926, the center's collection won claim with about 5,000 objects in Schomburg's collection. In 1929, this was the first of a promotion, and enlisted the help of W.E. Du Bois and Walter Francis White because she was being discriminated against by not being promoted. After letters of intervention on her behalf by W.E. Du Bois and Walter Francis White and a boycott of the library by White, Anderson was promoted and transferred. By 1930, the library had 1,800 volumes. In 1932, Schomburg became the first curator of his collection. In 1935, the center developed a project to deliver books to those severely handicapped. Dr. Lawrence D. Reddick became the record curator of the Schomburg Collection of Negro Literature, succeeding Schomburg, who passed away in 1938. So you see, in 1938, now the Ethiopian World Federation was just 2 years, but he had joined the organization before he passed away, right? All right, so Bala Schomburg, Collection of Negro History, you know, he passed away in 1938. At the behest of Reddick, October 1940, the Center, Tire Division of Negro History, Literature, and Print was renamed the Schomburg Collection of Negro History and Literature. That was in 1940, October. That is the same year that the founder of the Ethiopian World Federation, who was the first vice president, cousin of His Majesty, Dr. Maliku Ibrahim, he passed away. This is the very same year that Marcus Garvey, or Jamaica's national hero, he passed away also. And we're going to have a little talk about Brother Marcus later on, because I completely forget that we don't have another day in this month to carry on the history, but we're going to be carrying on the history all year, as I said before. So you can tune in every Thursday. We'll be continuing right through the year. And we have new music. We got about 3 albums preparing to serve us with the ones we have here. We play the same music a lot because we want our people to really, you know, repetition make you learn it and understand the message. You look at it every time you see something new and so on. Yeah, that's what these musics do. So we can go on. In 1984, wow, what a long jump this is. Let me see if I'm jumping too far. Well, yes, I think so. In 1942, Rose retired after an extension was built to the rear of the building. At that time, the library had 40,000 books. Dorothy Robinson Homer replaced her as branch manager, librarian. After the Citizen Committee of Branch Library specifically requested a Negro to replace Rose. So in 1984, the Schomburg was recognized as the most important institution in the world for collections of art and literature of people in Africa or its diaspora. In year 2000, Schomburg repository or library held an exhibition entitled "We Forget the Triumph Over Slavery," which later went on to tour the world for more than 10 years under the sponsorship of UNESCO Slave Root Project. Project. And in 2007, the building was expanded in U.S. Almost $8 million project. That's quite a good transformation. And the library had 120,000 historical visitors after the expansion annually. In 2016, Kevin Young, director of Indiana University, became the fifth director of Schomburg. His aim is to make Schomburg the gateway for revealing the history of the black peoples of the world. A little taste of Schomburg really managed to get black people on the map, you know, so to speak. Yes. So we got to give you some more music, shouldn't we? More Shashamani, more Shashamani. Yeah. We're gonna really make this album a benefit to us. This year we're going to be pressing copies of it and releasing it and make the public have access to it at their discretion. But in the meanwhile, we want you to learn it. So we're going to go for it one more time. Right? Let me see which one now. We're going to play. Okay. Here we go.
Them should have known this now. Royal and defender of a people. We're not going to defend the whole town of people. Then, Rastafari. It's for Royal and it's the hope that make we care and share, that time is now, that joy is there, so care and share, that time is now, that joy is here, so care and share, that time is now, that joy is there, so care and share, make we care and share, then, we tell the youth them all the other, cause the righteousness we rather, living love no show no guts, but that love no man bother, cause living one no carder, love your mother and your father, tell the youth them every day things get harder, I am a paper and a farmer, them think this one no drama, yo, them can't stop this no Tanya, yo, Flappy I him send me on ya, to watch out the plant them Tanya, yo, this a red,
my people. Boy, I tell you, so we love my people, so I tell you. Especially when we vision sometime, oh my gosh. I can't see no white people at all. That's why I'm so good prejudice. Because I don't see no white people on my vision. I don't know what happened to them. And I don't care. Because in them don't care about me very much. And we have some white people with genuine care still, you know. I would never can't condemn all of the people like that. And I'm generalizing, yeah. But the time signal now, the time is now 8 o'clock p.m. and compliments of Natural Mystic Roots Bar at Utica Avenue, 369 Utica Avenue, Yellow Ballad Donovan. Keep good work going. Like, oh, every time I come there, you step up, stepping up, and out. Yes, I'm going to bring up posters, come put in your place so that people can tune into the station. Meanwhile, advertising all these businesses. all these electronic house and electronic space and computer dock and the Yamaha. And of course, but a job is placed here, which is Organic Love. All these places, this is the time signal, was compliments of these people and their businesses. And black businesses being supported by INI. We don't stop promoting that. And have and we have coming up, we're going to advertise one of our next promotion, which is the 28th of this month. We're going to have a special Black History program as the last year of Black History Month. And we are looking forward to, we are the number one train ticket to 157th Street, and you turn down one block and turn down second block, and here you are at 638 West 158th Street, and one train takes you there. Right, and parking is a little kind of problem. Although there's a parking, it's costly though, about four doors down from us. It's a bit expensive. And there's a free parking way down near the water. Gotta take a good long walk for that parking, but it's free. So, if your vehicle is damaged, there's no one to account. So I like to give, you know, fair warning that people are not too surprised by anything. But we are right there. It's a quiet community. It's not one of those areas that a lot of crime or anything. You can walk safely on the road, basically. I've never seen an incident from where there. And this is the headquarters of Ethiopian Red Federation Incorporated. I want to hail up all the members worldwide, in particular, those who are on committees and those who are executives for the local. And we want to remind you to let the members them get familiar with the Constitution, because it's such an important document for us to be familiar with. So because that keeps us on a good course of action. See, people respect you more when you have order in your business. That is business. As you know, and we cater for all black people, the churchical ones, the community ones, the farmers, the artists, performing arts and visual arts, and the creators of, you know, various arts and crafts and monuments, and those who celebrate or commemorative events, and those who are elders who can give us wise teachings and so on. Yes, everyone, and the youth especially. I want to immediately, Empress Adama comes to mind. She invited me to her school that she teaches, and oh, what a wonderful, wonderful surprise. As a matter of fact, I am going there one day before this month ends so that they can remember historically something that happened on February of 2023. So, we have to highlight, guess who? Nina Simone. Because I want to emphasize Harlem. And she's one of those persons who passed through Harlem in her days, and she was very, very excited about the civil rights movement, and she supported it. And she got a very difficult course of life. And when I relate her story, you will see what I mean. She is very special, and I play her song, Feeling Good, to terminate my episodes for a special reason. Because she really makes me feel good. She's one of my favorite vocalists, incidentally. So, let's play one more album before we go there, however. We're going to play this one from the same album, Morgan's Heritage. Heal up the Morgan family. I know you're still mourning and grieving over the loss of your elder. We too love him, and we wish to, you know, offer our condolences and prayer on his behalf, give thanks. So here we go. We're going to touch another Shashamani song, right? This one is just like, you know.
Coming from Ethiopia, Orthodox Church, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Selassie I. Shashamani, Shashamani, Shashamani. Fire happy bond, this can't cool down. Fire happy bond, this can't cool down. Fire happy bond, this can't cool down. This fire is higher. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. No petrol, no lighter. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator, Production Master. Give thanks to life. Rise this morning and see your life. I will make mention of Rehob and Babylon, and to them that knew him. The old Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. And the king, and the king, and the king. Come and people burn out crime and violence. And the fire burn out illusion. And the fire burn out pollution. And the fire burn out corruption. Fire up the bond, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. This fire is higher. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. Then start the war, then cause the peace. No time to peace, no time to peace. The heat is on, the heat is on. Always I am. Nothing in the people's farm. Time so rough, time so tough. When it a go come, when it a go come, when it a go come. Fire happy burn this young cool down. Fire happy burn this young cool down. Fire happy burn this young cool down. Come let me burn out crime and violence. And the fire burn out illusion. And the fire burn out pollution. And the fire burn out destruction. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. This fire is fire. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. East, west, north and south. Bless Africans. Bless Ethiopians. Shashamani, Shashamani. I'm sorry, going you know? Up. I feed you up and keep them. The Orthodox people them. Heal them. Bless the moment. Christ has risen. Blessed love. Oh yeah. Flash. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator, Production Master. Give thanks to life. I'll make mention of Rehob and Babylon. And to them that knew. The old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia. This man was born here. Are the king. Are the king.
Yes, I am. Are the king. Are the king. We want to hear of the Ethiopian World Federation, local number 26. Especially the host for Sunday night's program, 79th, Empress Celi. Yes, she's also the recording correspondent secretary, and she is offering her program on behalf of the Women's Auxiliary. And she is quite a public relations person, I can tell you that. She knows how to get firm commitment, and she is to be honored for her sense of purpose. You know, we are young in the guidelines of the council, so we have to pay close attention to it in our endeavors. But of course, our purpose is always one of honor. And so I heard she and her Kingman Barabari, yellow up, thank you for the birthday gifts and thing. And I yell up Earl Morgan and him pretty daughter them and grandchildren and yes, and wife and family. We have some real nice close family gatherings in the recent couple of years, and we're keeping it clean, we're keeping it, you know, healthy and thing, and yeah, we're looking forward to this event on the strong. I don't know if we can get Empress Adama and Brother Aswad there. We were going to try. It's a bit short notice, you know. So, but I will be there as a folk philosopher. I might blow a little flute. I might, you know, say a poem or two. Exchange some of the history with the audience, however small. We'll be broadcasting it too. So we want to hear up our Panamanian link. We have an offshore office in Panama. Brother Buki and Empress Yasuri. I, faithful sheep. Yeah, and they're distant from the flock, but yes, they're omnipresent through modern technology. And we're happy. And I want to hear Brother Luther too. My flash on him and Brother Caleb and them Virgin, the Brother. Doing the Negus and thing. I want to tell them I'm on a vision sizzler, some serious vision, you know. Yeah, man, the virgin there. I tell them the same special and I think it's a joke. Man, communicate telepathically now to this morning. I tell them that truth. See? Yeah, when I come out, I'm rest. So, happy. Yeah, man, to the delight. So, We're gonna give you a background history about that bridging too, because then they need to know about the heroes of Jamaica, those named and unnamed, Leonard P. Howell, Bedford, all these people. You know, I can name some others right now, but those that I don't research yet, I'm not bringing them on the program until I do a proper research. But Howell, I read for you. Three Finger Jack, I read for you. Paul Bogle, I read a few. Sam Sharp, I read a few. Nanny, I read a few. We can see where else I leave out. Well, that man there, I'm not going to leave him out. But him was a pastor who kind of did help out Paul Bogle and thing. And them execute him too. Leave him name out of this until a certain say in his room saying is right, God, so I deal with it. Bark in the light of Jah, you know. Oh ho, I love Jah. Oh Jah, I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou right through the day. Throughout my meditation. Thy commandments has made I wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with I. I have more, I was standing on all my teeters, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I was stand more than the ancients, I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, though as taught I. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than the honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I was standing. Therefore, I hate every false way. That's a beautiful psalm. The words of my mouth and the teaching of my heart remember acceptable in thy sight, O Jehoshaphat, I strengthen thy redeemer, who live and reign in thy heart and thoughts continually. I'm going to take my time with bringing forward Nina Simone to my audience, you know. Yeah, because I'm going to close my program with her. But I want to taste her first. So make me just play one more such a man in music, because then I'm going to give her the rest of the program. She is an inspiration to I. Yeah, I tell you that. Fox. So, let me play a music here now.
Please listen to me distinctively, and then you'll understand kinds of people that are living on this earth by birth land. Presence is all they're after, and this has given me laughter. What's the use of being praised when it's praised without any raise? I've said it, but you're a black and shiny man, not much. You're too blind to understand. All you're making is praise, but the shiny man banking the race. Watch out, blockhead, you're getting praise without praise.
Black man, them say Chinese man, I use them. You see it? I'm saying them blackhead, but I'm a Chinese heart, you know? Because I don't know better. When Empress Tasha, I have a message for you too.
Yeah. Red, 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 Babylon pull me over, me them want search. Red, 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 them say me don't have the rest, me can't even say a word. Red, 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 them hot, them cool like a ice, them would have turned you in a dive, cause them now move bright. Yo, them dead as you know, came the link of youth, them figure get life sent and so, life sent and so. Them dead as you know, it's immediate to youth, them figure lie. Inform ya know, inform ya know. Them dead as ya know, a justice we need look whole. And we are with ya know, we are with ya know. Them dead as ya know, as ya know. See them now. After them done do the testimony, find a loaf of bread. And then them come a court with them false evidence. Them just living on me skin just like a pestilence. Prosecutor don't mislead me, cause that don't make no sense. It's tribulation, bring violation, and violation, bring frustration. Why is it so hard to unite the nation? Let us come together, do some collaboration. Every day as I know, firmly go you
just a thing, just a see me a fi sing. The young youth them a swing and a fling in a the ring. Boy, them not no feeling, no love in a them, a them rather make feelings. But at the end of the day, just a be there, guys. He will always stand by my side. So no matter how, oh how they try, the Almighty no man love will never die. See them now, feeling exhausted, coming home from work. Red, 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 Babylon pull me over, me them want search. Red, 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 them tell me don't have no rest, me can't even say a word. Red, 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 them artists, them cool like a ice, them would have turned you in a dice. Cause them now move right, yo, them dead as you know. Family to you, them figure get license and flow, license and flow.
I want to yell up all the maroon them too, you know, because when the ones who never get close to maroon don't ever stand still. But them go through and now them become who them is. Them have land and the government are closing upon them land. Little by little, like them want to take it back after them. I beat and so on. But anyway, them have them gated community. Nobody can't invade them up there. But yeah, bam. The biodiversity up there is so unique in the world that the World Trade Organization allocates a certain amount of money to island communication. Check it out. Per year, to protect the biodiversity, the fauna and the flora, the animals and the plants and things. Not the people, you know, remember. The animals and the plants. Yeah. And, yes, I have very close friends on there. I there's a Rasta community in the Maroon city of Akompong town. I remember when I was there the last time we had a meeting, it's about 20 of the Rasta man came to that meeting and I met the council to him. I was a come to my council because and as he said them is no different from my and I, it's just that them have a history that some people complain about. Sell out and thing, but if you're up on a little island and the British has hunted down, you have you can't make my body to give away. And when you see them, you can't if you plant your food and reap it and nothing, you have to hunt hog all about and in the mountain. If Jamaica never have so much mountain, I don't know if, what happened. The mountain do well for us, and it's like a small mountain named Judgment Yard up a Papi, and we call it mountain too. I have quite a few feet down. We're going to the actual yard that Sisla Kalanzi occupied, which was where Bedford was, a great healer. So we're going to play a Sisla, one Sisla, before we're going to the Nina Simone thing.
Now
yeah.
You see what's happening. The most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right. And I got something very well. All those who I think that can all go so well. The most important thing is your life. So I want to think that so is he right. And I got something very well. So all those who I think that can all go so well. One and only. Now that I control me. One and only. Now that I. Oh, life is a battle.
root. My girls are you show. I'm telling you know the truth. And no one will know them. My blessing is the first truth. Absolute. They never will pollute. For the most important thing is your life. So a man think and so is he died. I've never got clean very well. All those who I see they can all go to hell. The most important thing is your life. So a man think that so is he died. I'll go to help.
Woo! One and only.
Them can't run this a youth hot, you know, but them don't know the youth. Them have to get to know him. I have a stand is with them a deal with. I'm going to make one more sizzler chant and then I'm going to Nina Simone, you know. Because I'm not going back there, so. Staying forward, see? Come on, make a whole one more sizzler.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, listen,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Nam 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 nam
nam
nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam
nam nam
nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam nam
nam nam
heart and lungs, flesh and blood,
ooh,
different from no one.
What do you say?
Heart and mind,
what they got?
Heart and lungs,
and what again?
Flesh and blood, no different from no one.
Everything all the same, and nothing ain't changed.
Yeah.
The sunshine, the breeze blow, still got the rain.
Ah.
Blood run through every man's vein. As it goes up in, you know you're gonna feel pain. So, what's your hype on? What's your plan on? What's the type of work you perform on? We were all money equal, yo. To the home of a woman.
Heart and mind. Heart and lung.
What do you say?
Flesh and blood.
Uh-oh.
Different from no one. Heart and mind.
I'm telling you.
Heart and lung.
Oh.
And from no one. These are the days that I would say, take a little look within yourself. Some people, they are just so selfish, they don't care for no one else.
But they don't know, we all are one.
Yeah,
young, and one
we
around.
Got to teach them, okay?
And that's the day I get to go to know your purpose. March and man, march and long.
What do you say?
Flesh and blood.
And what that
is? Different from no one.
Oh.
From the womb of the woman we were all created. We are made up of tissue, organs and bones and vertebrae, yeah. Oh, we are all born equal in the human race. Why don't you come down to my level before you all get erased? So who are you to judge? Yeah. Who are you to say blood? Yeah. Who are you to discard of the love? Stop growing.
And blood, different from no one. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Yes, my listeners, give thanks and praise to the Most High for you, the Sizzler. Yeah, man. Question to I and I. I hear my talk. When I back to my back. Yeah. So, I take a straight and narrow walk to Zion. Yeah, when I really get distracted, I go for his almighty way. Where the Almighty meant it to be. Yeah, when I play with this thing. See? I have some people. I think says it's a joke business and I follow fashion and I listen to what His Majesty tell them. And I stop, put forward with His Majesty, that's why I, because we don't know, say, His Majesty a ruler, can't find no better. So we're going to Nina Simone right now, right? And we open the time come, we can't find even one chant. About work, but you know, Nina is key to a certain time when she was so defiant. Something like about her, she was so defiant. She was well brought up, obedient, and when she learned her craft, she learned it so excellent that people feared her, man. Yeah, man, and the last part of the presentation, okay, so dangerous to become before make her transition. Okay, she wasn't easy at all, not easy to deal with. She had a like a man problem, them and all that, because then, what she look on her life is not that the man I'm going to deal with. You see, the man more used money, wasn't up to that at all. Come together, but you don't come together to sell out yourself and soul, see? So, anyway, let's go with the action now. Huh? Here comes Nina Simone. Nina Simone, American icon, you know, African, Ethiopian. Singer, songwriter, arranger, and civil rights activist Nina Simone, whose distinguished voice covered more than five decades, terrible retention of compassion for humanity in the delivery of her live musical performances, playing the piano while singing jazz standards, blues, and classics. That's our great sister Nina. She accompanied herself on the piano. And she would rise from the piano and one-on-one with her audience and go back to the piano and solo and get up again and dance with the audience. Oh, man, she was such a well-organized person. because he started the classics, you see? And so, we know that he was not ordinary. And that's why I'm featuring her tonight. Right? All right. She was born Eunice Waymon on February 21st. You know when that was? 2 days ago. 2 days ago, she had a birthday. She was born on February 21st, 1933. And at Tryon, North Carolina. On April 21st, 2003. So, if she born 1933, that's 77 years. 82 years old she was when she passed away. She was born in 70 years, leaving one sibling, Simone Edger Reels. Her precious talent began revealing itself from the very early age of 2 years old. You can imagine that, 3 years old, picking out tunes on the family piano. Her mother, Mary K. Waymon, was a Methodist minister, and her father played a dual role in handyman day by night. She soon began playing the piano at her mother's Sunday church services until her mother's employers heard her playing and was astounded. This encouraged them to arrange for her to study with pianist Muriel Marzanovich, who tutored the young Eunice in the classics, focusing on Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Chopin, and Schubert, the greatest that the Anglo-Saxons can find, yeah. She graduated at the top of her high school class, resulting in her being awarded with a grant to study at, what's the name of the university again? Juilliard School of Music in New York. After completing her studies, she applied to enter Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, but was denied admission under mysterious circumstances, even though she had a stellar audition. Her determination to excel and succeed led her to find a job playing the piano at a bar and grill in Atlantic City, New Jersey in 1954. She was soon required to sing as well. So she began by singing, you know, the hit songs of the day, as well as playing jazz standards. Her boyfriend gave her the name Nina, meaning one in Spanish. So she was a number one, right? And she put the name of actress Simone Signore, the French, who she admired, and Nina Simone was newly christened, playing a mixture of jazz, blues, and classics, which earned her a fan base that remained loyal throughout her career. She became a headliner along the East Coast of America, meeting Sid Nathan, owner of Blue and Country label, King Records. Nina was given a contract and she exploded with her first real recording hit, Love You Peggy, I Love You Peggy, I Love You Peggy. Her contract did not last for long, however, not after Nina found out that she had rights to collect royalty after receiving her advance payment. The release did make the top 20 pop charts, which soared her reputation as a powerful live performer to another height. Her songs began to address issues of America and the Caribbean, while the fight for racial justice became pivotal in the lives of American colored population, the Caribbean colored, being in the majority, were struggling under the social yoke of class discrimination, particularly because illiteracy was rampant there. So her popularity soon Okay, she was struggling under the social yoke of class discrimination, particularly because this illiteracy was rampant among us. Consequently, Nina's follow-up music was not being played there. So her popularity soon gave way to the soul artists like Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, Diana Ross, Patti LaBelle, Otis Redding, Jerry Butler, Benny King, Isaac Hayes, and Sassy Sarah Vaughan during the late 60s and 70s. He was young, gifted, and black, them simply a Jamaica, you know. It's true, them are. So, meanwhile, in Jamaica, a revolution was taking place on the live music bandstand. A youth from the ghetto by the name of Don Drummond was using his trombone to carve out a niche for himself and fellow musicians in the ghetto, playing the new sound called ska. It's a big band arrangement using a harmonizing horn section and up-tempo dancehall rhythm, while he painted pictures of hope with his creative trombone solos. That is the time that I was paying attention to the music. This Don Drummond, really, he appealed to me. He was a soloist. I never heard him speak a word from I've known him, not even one word. But I heard he make this trombone speak for him. And I'm telling you, composition Far East, you'll realize he was taking us into a world that we were not even familiar with. And so one of these days you're going to hear me come up with those kind of music, because I know where to get them. All right? So, Nina. She in the 1960s, Simone's added protest songs to her repertoire and became a friend of Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. And she performed at civil rights demonstrations and on special occasions, marched with the civil rights activists. Angered by American racism, she traveled between Barbados, Europe, and Africa during the final stages of her life. That's where she found her husband, as a matter of fact, Barbados. By 1967, Nina had 7 albums RCA Records, and her new album Flavor, and a taste of contemporary pop with rock and roll and soul themes and progressive philosophical lyrics. But Nina was becoming disillusioned with American politics, refusing to pay income tax as protests against America's involvement in the Vietnam War. The 1969 album To Love Somebody featured 3 of Bob Dylan's music, focusing most of her energy on her European career. This led to her divorcing her husband, manager, during a short respite in Barbados. 1974, Nina Simone was arrested and charged for income tax evasion from 1971 to 73. In 1987, she made a major career reentry and released a live album through the American VPI label. Enjoying some success from her effort. With my baby, just my baby just cares for me. Because you was in a Channel 5 perfume commercial in Britain. And the song became a hit, rising to the top 10 British charts in 1989. This was followed by a release, Single Woman, with Elektra Records in 1993. So, the following years, Nina Simone's private life was turbulent, and her unseen tantrum was affecting her career adversely, insulting inattentive audience and cancelling engagements abruptly. Wow. Let us take a breeze right there, a breath of fresh air, my gosh. She was propelling into the madness, man. They drove her crazy, man. And that's why I love her. Held her control until the final days of her life. And her followers, as I said earlier, never left her. Her followers never abandoned her. She was always pleasing herself, which is very important in music. If you don't feel good about the music, something is wrong. Something is crazy wrong. You gotta love your music that you play. And so, okay, we're gonna stay right there, Nina. We're gonna close off your side of the story. So, all right, so Nina, meaning, okay, you mean her story is almost done already? She was, okay. The following years, Simone's private life was turbulent, and her unseen tantrums was affecting her career adversely, insulting inattentive audience, and canceling engagements abruptly. In 1955, Nina made her news when she fired a gun at her neighbor and during an exchange of words, and she was as a bipolar. She was performing very close up to her passing away, and you know, her tempo, her dancehall rhythms, while she painted the pictures of hope, was what she was known for, always painting pictures of hope. Even under her turmoil, she was dancing for her audience and schooling them, trying to keep them like a good mother should, you know? And so we thank Nina for her great contribution. We love her so much. I'm going to spend the last few minutes talking about us now. We have a convention coming up in July. We're going to have 7 straight days convention. July, and I'm coming right forward to the now, right? 7 straight convention at our headquarters. It's a small place, but we're going to have a podcast that make it available to everyone to see the activities, and it's going to be a very special convention, first one in Harlem for a couple of years. Okay, then we have, before that, we have our annual general meeting in the first Monday of July. In June, we have Brother Howell celebration. That is Leonard P. Howell, who started the Pinnacle. It's a huge population of Rastafarians who had their own economy and was doing well until the government overturned that and sent him to prison, give him all type of bad treatment and so on. And he was much younger than Marcus Garvey, of course, but they knew each other. They both passed through Costa Rica, Panama, Harlem, and all that. All right. And before that, then you have in May, we have Ethiopia Freedom Day, and His Majesty returned victoriously after they overcame the Italian invasion. We'll be celebrating that. We'll be celebrating the Coral Garden incident when the atrocities took place against Rasta. We have to commemorate those days because we have to remind the people that we are the same Rastafarians that were beaten down by the government of Jamaica. Yes, under certain kind of rulership. Okay? And a lot of Jamaicans flew out of the country when the socialism began. The Chinese didn't close down their businesses. They only flew out of the country. They hung around places like Miami Beach and all that and had their business going still. We have in March, which is next week, the 1st of March, there is a Battle of Adwa, another victory of Ethiopia over who? The Italians again. So it's two Italian attack that Ethiopia was able to overcome. Battle of Adwa, 1st of March, 1896, and the next invasion led by Mussolini in 1936 to 41. So they have all that history coming up and thing, and the Stepping Out show is about to seal up. You don't know, we love the black people. We have new music. I keep telling about the new music, but to get your attention, I know you're anticipating it, but it's cool because they're mixing right now. The engineer is mixing right now, right? So we're going to come smoothen them out and come heal up the families around the world, black people especially. And we're going to close our evening with the feature person, Nina Simone. But I want to just tell you about the upcoming, you must listen out for Three Finger Jack. They talk about all the various heroes who defeated the white British people in Jamaica. Paul Bogle, Sam Sharp, and all these other people. But they don't want to talk about Three Finger Jack. You know, they talk about Nanny and Kutcher and all these Maroons and so on. But Three Finger Jack was a terror. And I'm saving the best for the last, you know. So that will be the program. And I want to hail of the Panama family, Empress Ifia and Kingman, yeah, and people in places like Florida, Empress Fanai. I want to bring forward your local 31. Yes, and I want to mention the president organizer, Empress Emma, doing a fantastic work. Yes, she's traveling the islands now and getting the locals them together. Very important. We've been longing for that. And so I can close the program now, you know, with Nina Simone. And tell me how to feel. I want a feedback this time. I just start to ask for feedback now. I'm going to open up the lines then when I get a second person with me. But I right now is on the ground with them.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
I forgot you under this
new life for me.
It's two seats for one time, man.
Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
You know, people are looking forward. I'm looking forward there.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Stepping out
in the sky,
that's
you know how I feel.
Your enigmatic horse leaving you in a good mood.
Please drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's
ooh,
a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
Rastafari, over and out, stepping out.